77% of today's residential roofs in North America have incorrect attic ventilation. 77%. That's a problem, and we'll explain why right now. Hi there. Welcome to the kickoff episode of our podcast, Airing It Out with AirVent. My name is Paul Shelsey. I'm the host of AirVent's Attic Ventilation Ask the Expert seminars. We conduct in person all across North America every winter for the residential roofing industry. We've been offering these free seminars since 1998. Over the years, the seminar has evolved into a collection of best practices and solutions we've neatly bundled into a two-hour program. The attendees, which are a mix of residential roofing contractors, remodelers, builders, home inspectors, we get some architects in there, designers, really anyone interested in residential attic ventilation, they're invited to the seminar. Well, those attendees have told us they find great value in the seminar. But there are topics that surface during the seminar we can't dig deeply into because of time constraints. We're using this podcast as an extension of the seminar for those topics. From time to time, we'll likely have guests on the show sharing their expertise and what they're seeing in the field. For now, let's talk about those 77% of today's roofs with incorrect attic ventilation. First of all, where'd we get that number? Well, we got that number by surveying residential roofing contractors all across North America. We asked them, what are you seeing in the field? They were surprised when we tallied up the results, thinking the percentage would be even higher. At AirVent, we think 77% is high enough. What exactly do we mean by incorrect attic ventilation? It means not enough attic ventilation for the size of the attic. It means ventilation that is incorrectly installed or positioned on the roof or house incorrectly. It means attic ventilation that goes against fundamental building science principles. All of that is incorrect. And we'll examine each of those scenarios in future episodes. But for now, so what? Why does it matter that so many houses have incorrect attic ventilation? Well, it matters because proper attic ventilation serves many important purposes for the house itself and the people living inside that house. For starters, proper attic ventilation helps to fight heat buildup inside the attic. In the summer months, without proper attic ventilation, heat can build up and become trapped in the attic. That's because radiant heat from the sun hits the roof, sometimes raising the roof temperature to 180 degrees. Some of that heat is transferred into the attic, where the temperatures can reach 140 degrees. Let's stop right there. You've got 140 degree air sitting directly above the living space. That heat makes the rooms beneath the attic uncomfortable and increases the burden on the cooling systems in the house. Fans, air conditioners. It can also cause refrigerators to run longer. All of this can increase the utility bills for the homeowners. In a before and after case study, using thermal imaging, we tested the impact correct attic ventilation can have on the energy bill. We'll probably make that the topic of a future episode. For now, let me share some stats with you from that study. In the before testing, in which the attic had incorrect ventilation, the roof deck temperature was 146 degrees, and inside the attic, it was 123 degrees. In the after testing, with the attic ventilation corrected, the roof deck temperature dropped 23 degrees, and the attic temperature dropped 6.4 degrees in both the before and the after. The outside temperature peak of day was 98 degrees. The bottom line here, improving the attic ventilation contributed to an energy bill savings of $312 in just 2 months. That's our first response to the question, so what if 77% of today's attics are incorrectly vented? Proper attic ventilation can help to fight damaging heat buildup. That's what. Now let's talk about the shingles on the roof for a minute. The shingles can experience premature deterioration because of the excessive temperatures. Research by Building Science Corporation, Westford, Massachusetts, found that shingles installed on unvented roof assemblies operate at slightly higher temperatures, roughly 2 to 3 degrees warmer, than shingles on vented assemblies. This can reduce their service life by roughly 10%. Now, if a roofing professional out there is not worried about a 10% service life reduction, the homeowner might be. What happens in the winter? Let's talk about the winter now. In the winter, proper attic ventilation can help to fight moisture buildup. Regardless of the climate you live in, as an occupant of the house, you generate water vapor, moisture. I do too. We all do. Daily, through activities such as cooking, cleaning, showering, breathing, dishwashing, hang drying wet clothes indoors, plus having plants inside the house, pets, storing firewood indoors, having humidifiers, we all generate water vapor. Added together, it amounts to about 2 to 4 gallons of water vapor per day for the typical family of four. One study measured up to 6 gallons. In the winter months, this warm, moist air is naturally drawn to the colder attic, and it can seep into the attic through building materials like drywall and sheetrock, recessed can lights, and the attic access door or the pull-down staircase can also be pathways for the water vapor to escape into the colder attic. If it condenses on colder surfaces inside the attic, it could drip onto the insulation, potentially reducing the insulation's R value, its efficiency. Water vapor that condenses on building members can eventually soak into the material, leading to the growth of mold and mildew, cause wood rot, and negatively impact indoor air quality. Signs to look for, indicating a possible moisture-related problem due to insufficient attic ventilation, include mold and mildew, wet compressed insulation, rusty nails or rust spots on the insulation dripped from the nails above, and condensation marks on the wood members. That's our second response to the question, so what if 77% of today's attics are incorrectly vented? Proper attic ventilation can help to fight damaging moisture buildup. That's the so what. So far, we've offered two reasons attic ventilation matters. It helps to fight heat buildup and moisture buildup. The third primary reason is specific to cold climates, where snow is common. Proper attic ventilation can help to fight ice dam formation. An ice dam is literally a buildup of ice low on the roof, forming a dam that blocks any melted snow or ice from high on the roof. They're caused because of uneven roof deck temperatures due to heat loss from the living space into the attic. That heat loss contributes to uneven snow melt on the roof. Freeze-thaw cycles can then take place on the roof. That leads to the formation of the ice dam. The ice can damage the gutter. The water that is melted but has been blocked by the dam can back up behind the shingles, damaging the shingles and the roof deck. In time, the water can make its way into the interior of the house, forming water stains on the walls and ceilings. That's our third response to the question, so what if 77% of today's attics are incorrectly vented? Proper attic ventilation can help to fight damaging ice dams. That's the so what. There are other important reasons to have proper attic ventilation. The full terms of the shingle warranty are tied directly to attic ventilation. Shingle manufacturers call it out in their written warranty. If the shingle manufacturer determines that premature deterioration to a shingle is due to incorrect attic ventilation, it could affect warranty claims. ARMA, the Asphalt Roofing Manufacturers Association, representing shingle manufacturers, specifically calls out proper attic ventilation in its best practices communication. NRCA, the National Roofing Contractors Association, representing residential roofing contractors, calls out proper attic ventilation. The Engineered Wood Association, also called APA, which represents the makers of plywood and OSB highlights the importance of attic ventilation in its communication to the industry. The International Residential Building Code has an entire section dedicated to proper attic ventilation. We've spent a good amount of time explaining why it matters and why it's problematic that 77% of today's homes have attics with incorrect ventilation. What do we do about it? Well, with the help of resources like this podcast, we hope we can further educate the roofing industry and homeowners alike why proper attic ventilation is important and how specifically to achieve it. In future episodes, we'll discuss specifics of what it means to have proper attic ventilation and common pitfalls to avoid. For now, we'll leave you with this. Proper attic ventilation is a balanced system of both intake vents installed either low on the roof's edge or in the overhang soffit, combined with exhaust vents installed at the roof peak or near the peak. Together, the intake and the exhaust vents can help to fight the heat buildup, the moisture buildup, and the ice dams we've discussed so far. How much attic ventilation is needed is based on the square footage of the attic. That's the length times the width floor of the attic. If you don't know the attic square footage, then a good plan B measurement is the footprint of the house. Once you know the attic square footage or the footprint of the house, there are free calculating tools that'll help you determine how many intake vents are needed and how many exhaust vents are needed while showing you various options. AirVent has an app for both iOS and Android devices that will do that for you. And we have an online calculator on our website, airvent.com. They're both free and easy to use. The fact that 77% of today's homes have incorrect attic ventilation is a disappointing number. Maybe together we can put a dent into that number. Well, that wraps up this episode. Please leave a review of this episode on iTunes if you'd like, and be sure to let us know if there's a topic you'd like us to cover in future episodes. Drop us a note on the podcast page of our website, airvent.com, and please come back for more Airing It Out with AirVent. I'm Paul Shelsey. Thanks for listening.